Hello, everyone, and welcome to Travel Talk, only available on Wedding Podcast Network. I'm your host, Robert Allen. This podcast is made possible by Beverly Clark's Elite Wedding Collection, some of the finest hotels and resorts in the world for your destination wedding, honeymoon, and romance travel. You know, statistics show that over half of all weddings are destination weddings. So how do you choose where to have your destination wedding? And if you're not having a destination wedding, we know that every bride and groom wants to have a fabulous honeymoon. So how do you pick? Well, we're here to help by bringing you great information about where you can have your destination wedding or honeymoon. So let's talk with today's experts. Joining us now on the program, all the way from Cancun, Mexico, is Jorge Wolf, who is the social events manager of a beautiful property called the Aqua in Cancun. Jorge, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Robert, for the invitation.
Why don't you give our listeners just a little bit of what your hotel has to offer in this beautiful place on earth in Cancun?
Aqua Cancun is a newly opened property in stunning Cancun, as you know. The concept and the philosophy of this property, it's promising an unforgettable experience for a wedding, for honeymoons, or romantic getaways. The wedding's aquatic, the resort, modern, natural sensibility, and we have like a selection of stunning bridal venues available. Among them, resort with white sands, the afternoon pool deck, and a stylish ballroom for indoor celebration as well.
It's really beautiful, and I guess with you know, such a setting and being you know, able to move into different areas of the hotel, and I encourage everyone who's listening to check out your website. It is just so enticing to look at your beautiful property, and we of course will have a link on our website in the show notes for everyone to visit and to really see how beautiful it is. But talk a little bit about the types of weddings that might take place there at the Aqua.
Okay, well, that's a good question. Okay, most of the bridal couples are able to find three different kinds of weddings here in Mexico or in Cancun. The first one is the most traditional or the legal way, which all the couples have to bring some paper. We have to do some paperwork right over here to make legal the engagement. The second one is the non-denominational wedding style, which is performed by a minister or a person who will perform a ceremony with all the romance and all the sensitive of a very emotive wedding celebration. And the third one, the most interesting for me, and the one I prefer and we offer at Aqua, is a newly style, which has a flavor of the Mayan area, which is like a Mayan ceremony. We have created a ceremony that respects and expresses the sentiments of the bridal couple in the sensitive matters that requires intimate knowledge of the couple. We bring all the ancient tradition, like the Mayan torch, with a contemporary environment, and we have like unexpected torches with a little magic that we combine with a couple of guacamayas or two trained birds. That, for example, they will deliver from the sky the rings to create the wow effect, for example. This is just a small, different experience we try to create in the minds of all the wedding attendees.
Well, I think that it sounds beautiful, and I think it's so unique to be able to incorporate some of the local traditions and culture into a wedding. You know, if you're choosing a location to have a destination wedding, then I think it would only be natural to try and integrate that. And I think that's a wonderful way to do it. Now, another wonderful way to integrate culture and the Mexican culture is through food and beverage at the hotel. And I can just picture myself sipping a margarita at your hotel very easily when I close my eyes and imagine that. So talk a little bit about what the culinary experience is like at the hotel.
The full concept of aqua has been developed to create a full experience of all your senses. We call in aqua the barefoot luxury. Okay, and the moment you come in into the property, you will feel like a different sensation with the smells, with the view, and also with the listening different music in every part of the property, and as well the food of the taste, in this case, can be the exception. So aqua has been associated with three celebrity chefs, okay, one from Italy, one from USA, and one from Mexico, who have opened a restaurant in our property, and they have been developed different menus and different options to offer the best gourmet food you can find in all Cancun Long. So, for example, we have Franco Madalozzo, which is one of the celebrity chefs. He's an Italian chef, and he owns a restaurant by the pool area, by the beach. Okay, so you will find like different gourmet snacks with the Italian or Mediterranean flavors, okay? Or by the other hand, you will find a Michelle Bernstein restaurant. You know, she was the first woman who won the American Iron Chef. And you will find a very interesting mix of flavors and culture in all the restaurants at Aqua. That is exactly the food or the catering you will find for your event, for your wedding. We also have associated with Stephen also, one of the world's most prominent beverage experts, which will be able to create that special, unique beverage for your wedding, with the signature wedding beverage, for example. That's part of Aqua can offer for you.
Well, I think that's great. I think a lot of couples really like the idea of having a special cocktail for their wedding, and it's kind of a nice thing to have between a couple, that signature cocktail that you could always, you know, have again when you're out somewhere, and you know, ties it all together. But it sounds delicious. Now describe a little bit about the whole feel of the hotel and how a couple might incorporate bridal decor into the space itself.
We at Aqua, we don't have a wedding package per se, because all the weddings we prepare here are like a tailor-made wedding or outfit. Okay, I don't going to sell somebody something that they don't need. So we will have an interview with all the bridal couples to know what they're looking for. If they have some theme on their mind, some color, what the favorite music, flavors, etc., etc. And we will create a whole concept for the wedding. Okay, so we are able, and we work with the best suppliers here in Cancun and Mexico City, to bring the best decoration according to what they're looking for. You know, some people will ask me to have a contemporary wedding with a lounge style and some chill out and techno style. Or by the other hand, we can have the traditional wedding, very formal, very classy. And, well, this has to be determined in every different couple. And another thing I would like to say, that at Aqua, we only perform one wedding per weekend, okay? Because we need to give the couple this exclusivity to have all the attention in them, okay? So there's no more brides around for the same date, if in the case they want to get married right over here.
Well, that's really such a good point to bring out and illustrate, because so many places that talk about having destination weddings are running a factory. There could be a dozen weddings taking place in one day, and you're right. You know, it's, you don't necessarily want to walk by another bride. On the way back from your wedding while she's going to a wedding. You know, it really is a very important point. Now, one of the things that comes up a lot when we talk about destination weddings is that people sometimes don't really know how they should dress.
Okay, it is really important to know, because sometimes most of our market come down from a cold place, you know, like the snow environment or rainy place, and sometimes they doesn't know what to wear the wedding day. And it is really good for me as a wedding coordinator to help the family or the bridal couple to let the people know what is the best outfit they can bring down. And what we recommend definitely not to use like a suit, a formal suit. You know, we recommend to bring some cotton shirts, some hand pants, you know, something very relaxed, something very in clear colors, you know, very natural fabrics. So this is more the style, and the people will be feel more comfortable and more with the environment of the full property and all the beach style. Even if the wedding is not celebrated by the beach, but this is like more because of the humidity, and sometimes the change of temperatures can be like different for different people. So that's why we recommend to bring something very relaxed, in clear tones, very soft and comfortable. That's the most important.
Yeah, I think that comfort is really the key to a successful wedding on so many different levels. Well, I'm so glad we were able to spend this time together, learn a little bit more about the beautiful Aqua Hotel in Cancun. Jorge, thank you for taking the time to share all of this great information about your hotel.
Yeah, thank you very much, Robert, for inviting me to join this. Really, really, we're so excited to can share it with all your audience about the Aqua, and I really invite all the people who's listening to us to visit the website, or if they want to send me some referral for a proposal, I will be more than happy to answer. Okay, and well, that's it. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Jorge. Joining me now is Laura Ortiz, who's the wedding coordinator at the Pueblo Bonito Oceanfront Resorts and Spas in Cabo San Lucas. How are you this afternoon, Laura?
I'm pretty great. Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be with you.
Good, and good.
About our nicest properties.
Well, I'm so happy to have you joining us today. And we're here to talk about destination weddings, honeymoons, and romance travel. And why don't you give us a little bit of a sense of the resort and some of the things that you do for couples who are thinking about planning a destination wedding?
Well, let me tell you that Cabo is one of the best destination weddings, and we own four properties of beautiful Cabo San Lucas with different activities, different things to offer to all type of bride and groom. So we are ready to work on whatever the plan is, either if there is just two people or there is a large wedding group. We try to put all the information at easy for them and stressless so they can enjoy this beautiful moment.
Yes, you know, I think it's so important to have a very strong team on location when there's a couple who's planning a destination wedding from a distance. I think weddings are so stressful to begin with. I think when you plan from a distance, it becomes even more stressful. And I think having a very strong team on location is so important. Talk a little bit about some of the options that a couple might have when they're planning a wedding there.
Yes, well, it is really important so they know what is the wedding date that they have on mind, what type of wedding they are looking for, either if they are looking for a beach ceremony, or we also offer a nice chapel, or a fantastic terraces overlooking the ocean. So all of them are very great options for them to get married.
Do you find that, you know, in picking one of the locations that you offer, would you direct a couple to a certain one of your resorts based on the type of wedding that they were thinking about having?
Sure. First, we used to send general information about our four resorts so they can have pictures in each location with a description of the place. So they can decide which area they would like to get married and which resort. Once they have decided the resort where they want to get married, we proceed to start working with all the wedding arrangements by offering our packages for ceremonies, packages for receptions. We provide a florist, photography, music, cakes, food, drinks, decoration, additional items. So we provide everything for the wedding. So so they don't have to worry for anything, just to be here and enjoy their staying with us.
Now, talk a little bit about some of the local culture that might be brought into, let's say, the menu that might be chosen for a wedding. Talk a little bit about the food and beverage that you offer.
Well, definitely our food and beverages are delicious. We provide different options, different menus. It can be sit-down dinner in three or four courses, or delicious buffet-style menu with delicious options, since Mexican food to international options.
And each of these, the weddings that you plan, are customized. Even though you may have some packages, everything is customized for what the couple needs.
Yes, we offer set menus, but in some created package according to what we consider would be great for them. However, if they we know that each bride and groom have different needs, and we're able to customize according to that need. We can create any special package or any special menu that they may need or they may want to offer to their guests. We just want them to be happy here and enjoy this beautiful day with us.
So now talk to us a little bit about what a honeymoon experience might be for couples who've both gotten married at one of your resorts, if they're having a destination wedding, and those couples that might have had a wedding closer to home and now are coming to honeymoon. What are some honeymoon options that a couple can expect?
Well, I can definitely suggest the Pueblo Bonito Pacifica, which is our holistic resort, everything oriented for relaxation and for wellness. They will have total privacy there. We have we offer a fire pit area and beach beds so the couple can enjoy and relax during the day at the beach area, and a wonderful beach bed which includes some personalized service and also lunch or dinner for them. That is a great resort, ideal for honeymooners or couples.
Now, as with honeymooners or anyone planning a destination wedding, there are people sometimes in your group that like to do a lot of activities and some that don't like to do any activities and they just want to relax and enjoy the beautiful weather. But what about the people who love to do activities? And if you're having a destination wedding and you've got your bridal party in and your friends and family, what types of different excursions might you offer? Are there different ways to explore the area around the resort?
Oh, well, there are plenty of activities that they can enjoy here. They can be ATVs, Bruce's Cruise, whale watching, parasailing, golfing, fishing, and multiple activities and excursions to closest points at the Baja so they can explore the desert and the cactus area.
So that any couple that had a desire to have those things planned ahead of time would work with your team to put those things in place so that when their guests did arrive, that all of those activities were offered to them.
Definitely. We can just work in advance with them and providing pricing information so they can have everything planned before they arrive here. So they just enjoy their stay here and vacation.
And how far in advance do you feel that a couple who is planning to have a destination wedding with you should start the planning process?
Well, that can vary according to the number of people, depending how small or how large the group is. I can say a good time to start planning could be 8 to 10 months. But suddenly we also received requests a month ago, 3 months ago. Sometimes I receive people here in my office who wants to get married the following day. So we just request at least 24 hours and we can coordinate the most beautiful wedding of their ever.
Well, that's pretty good. You know, all you need is 24 hours notice. I think that's fairly reasonable for someone who want to have a last minute wedding. But your resorts really sound beautiful. Is there anything that you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Well, they can visit our website, www.pueblobonito.com, so they can get general information about our four resorts. There is also a page so they can contact me or the other wedding coordinator, and they can get more information for the wedding or for the resort.
Well, that's perfect. Laura, thank you so much for joining us. We've been chatting with Laura Ortiz, who's the wedding coordinator for the Pueblo Bonito Oceanfront Resorts and Spas. Laura, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Robert, and we are pleased to wait to receive all brides and grooms who are interested in getting in our resort.
Okay, I'd like to welcome now Mr. Miguel Rivera, the general manager of the beautiful El Carreyes Resort in Jalisco, Mexico. Miguel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Why don't you give everyone a sense of what a destination wedding might be like at your beautiful resort?
Well, our resort is a blend of Mexican and Mediterranean style, which makes a unique jewel in the Pacific coast. That helps. The resort is very small compared to big destinations as Puerto Vallarta, Cancun, and that helps us a lot to hold a lot of honeymooners and weddings on the site. We have a beautiful, beautiful beach, and installations and facilities are wonderful.
Yeah.
The hotel is very colorful, and, well, it's very difficult to describe it if you don't live it. So I'm inviting everyone to leave this property.
You have a team in place that can help a couple plan a wedding from a distance, because destination wedding, obviously a bride and groom are not on site. Talk a little bit about the planning process for someone who might have a destination wedding there.
We begin with this spread the word for a long, long time. We have done more than 100 weddings so far. And that the way that they are planning is scouting on the internet, checking prices, checking the destination, checking the hotel also. And once they find the right amount of guests that they can bring to the property, they come and visit the property. And I'm talking about a year before the wedding, or between 1 year and 8 months to the date of the wedding. We have a wonderful team on site which helps the bride to get everything what she wanted. We customize the wedding, which is really wonderful. Other destinations don't do that. You have to follow the instructions of the hotel. In this case, we try to do a lot of the things that the bride may have a beautiful idea, or to bring some flowers from elsewhere, or linen. We customize everything, and we try to do the best to get everything on the site on the wedding day. We have around 8 room categories on site. And we have from the resort room, which is a normal room, we have 20 of those. We have around 1-bedroom suite with a beautiful sofa with ocean view. We have junior ocean view suites with jacuzzi, with exterior jacuzzi. Ocean front, they are right on the shore. Master suites with 2 bedrooms and 3 bedrooms. A casita with 2 bedrooms and 3 bedrooms. They are right on the shore, just steps from the sea, just 30 feet from the sea. And this makes around 57 rooms in the property. And you can allocate more than 150 people in the property too. You can hold a wedding, a small wedding or a big wedding if you want.
Right, you have that flexibility to do something. Now, have you had weddings take over the entire resort?
Yes.
Yeah, that's got to be an amazing experience to have the whole place to just your friends and family.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of places that wouldn't be possible, for sure.
That wouldn't be possible, or you would have to pay an extra fee to get the entire property.
Right.
In this case, we are flexible enough to hold the party, the entire party. We don't charge more than we are committed to, and this is the way we work. You can have the entire facility for you, and this is not only the swimming pool or the beach area. We have many activities, too.
Yeah, why don't you talk a little bit about that? What are some of the activities that you have there?
We have horseback riding. We have bicycles. We have a beautiful spa. You can have a massage on the beach, which is beautiful. I recommend to everybody to do it. It's an amazing experience because we have a bay. It's a very well-protected bay. Uh-huh. And there's a rock in front of us which makes a beautiful landscape. Makes a beautiful, beautiful landscape. We have 2 months of the year where you can see the sunset going right in front of the property, which is an amazing experience.
Wow. Wow.
So and having a massage on the shore is beautiful, too.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Now, you know, what is a wedding experience without food? So why don't you talk a little bit about some of the food that you might experience there?
We have a banquet kit. So the bride can choose among the different options. She can, from the soup, from the entry, from the, if she wants to be served lobster or meat. We have the best meat. We import it from U.S. The fish is really fresh because we get it right in front of on this coastline. And it's a wonderful experience to have something like that. Very well cooked. Our chef is amazing. He is an artist. As every chef must be. He's an artist. He prepares everything, and the flavor is a blend of Mexican, and it's a fusion, but with the Mexican trend. Before that, before serving the banquet, we can try the several plates, and the bride can choose, and the bride the couple can choose. Among this variety, a plate or the entire banquet.
So she can get a sense ahead of time before making that decision.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. I'm sure it's delicious. Now, you know, not everyone can have a destination wedding, but certainly every couple takes a honeymoon for sure. And, you know, this would be an amazing place to do that. So talk just a little bit about what the honeymoon experience is at the resort.
The honeymoon experiences, they are very intimate, very private. We have some rooms that can help that intimacy to be in the place. We have the junior ocean front rooms, which those rooms I recommend the most when they come for honeymoon. You can be on your jacuzzi watching the sunset, and the room is really private. We have also the junior ocean view. They are really great. They are very spacious compared to other rooms. And they can be at the property because the property is not really crowded, especially on family times, which is Eastern or New Year's. But the rest of the year is for honeymooners.
That's very important to know when you're planning a honeymoon is what's the makeup of the guests that are there at the resort. Certainly, you know, it makes for a much better experience. And any last thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners?
The number one activity in place is laying around the swimming pool.
That's my favorite activity.
The swimming pool is the infinity swimming pool. Uh-huh. And It's beautiful. You can jump from the sea to the swimming pool just in a matter of seconds.
Well, it sounds amazing. We'll of course have links to your website for people to check out the beautiful images here in the magazine. It really sounds wonderful. We've been chatting with Miguel Rivera, who is the GM at the El Carreyes Resort in Jalisco, Mexico. Miguel, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me.
Our next stop takes us to the Sheraton Bougainvilleas Resort in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And I'm joined today by Anna Zolo, who's the wedding group sales manager for the United States and Canada. Anna, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure, Robert. Very happy to be here.
Well, we are very glad to have you joining us on the podcast and sharing your expertise with our listeners, because we know how popular destination weddings have become. And of course, every bride and groom wants to plan a spectacular honeymoon as well. So as we get into this, why don't you talk a little bit about why a couple might choose Puerto Vallarta for their destination wedding?
Puerto Vallarta is, as far as I'm concerned, probably the most romantic destination in Mexico to have a wedding. It's located in the Bay of Banderas, or Bay of Flags, surrounded by the Sierra Madre mountain range, which gives the location a unique setting. You are looking at the water, and you have a beautiful, lush mountain range behind you. They have made the best of the location to offer visitors both, if you're into water activities, anything having to do with the beach and sun, you can do it in Puerto Vallarta. And then if you're into excursions in the mountains, they're taking the geography and just bringing it to the max. We have canopy. There's all-terrain vehicles that will take you into the jungle. We have waterfalls. If anybody saw the movie Predator, all those scenes that were shot in the jungle with the, you know, climbing vines, that's all Puerto Vallarta. And you can literally find yourself in excursions doing that type of thing. Now, additionally, because Puerto Vallarta is isolated from big cities, it's really maintains the charm of what old Mexico is all about. When you get there, it feels like a place where people actually live there, and it is such a friendly place that Condé Nast magazine in a survey declared that Puerto Vallarta was one of out of five of the friendliest destinations to go on a vacation. So that in itself tells you a little bit. For me, another thing that I like about Puerto Vallarta is that, unlike cities in Mexico, say Cancun or Los Cabos, which are made just for vacations, I mean, they were kind of built with beautiful hotels to entice people to come. Puerto Vallarta is actually a community where people live there. So you will be able to find that you're in the downtown area, and you could be in a bus and have a vendor in sitting on a donkey selling cotton candy. So it's a very unique place that I believe anybody that goes there once will want to come again.
Part of an experience like that really is the charm and character of where you are. And I think too many couples don't take that into consideration when it comes to planning a destination wedding, because, you know, let's face it, the wedding is just a component of the bigger time that spent there. And I think for all of these things to be available to a bridal party and to your friends and family, I think are really wonderful and something that I think ultimately becomes very important in making a decision to pick a place to have a destination wedding. Now, talk a little bit about why you think destination weddings are a good thing. I think sometimes when people think about destination wedding, you know, it might be something that they might look at as a hassle, but it really doesn't have to be that way, does it?
Oh, no, not at all. And it really depends on each and every couple. But one situation that comes to mind is, if you're having a wedding and many of the people that you're inviting are going to have to travel anyway because they may live in another city, it would probably not be that much different to have them travel to Puerto Vallarta and have a vacation, not just a trip to a wedding. When you have a destination wedding, you find that the people that do come are usually the ones that are closer to you, the ones that you really enjoy spending time with, and you're not just going to spend one day, the day of your wedding, you're going to get to be with these people for 2, 3, 4 days. Many wedding guests that travel abroad, they go ahead and figure, well, we're going to go anyway. Let's just make it a vacation, so they're able to stay longer. And it's really nice to be able to spend a one-on-one time with these people that are so special. So that's one of the reasons. Another one is pricing. When you're putting together a wedding in the United States and you start adding all the components, you come up with a budget that sometimes is a little scary. You don't realize how many of these different things that you'd like to put together end up costing. In a place like Puerto Vallarta, which I find always it's amazingly good for the exchange rate with the U.S. dollar, you end up sometimes having a much grander affair for a lot less money. And that's one of the things that surprises a lot of bridal couples that are planning a destination wedding. Puerto Vallarta has a lot to offer in gastronomy. They have wonderful seafood, very fresh vegetables, fruit. All those things are grown locally. And because of that, they're able to give the, you know, our clientele very attractive prices. Another thing is just imagine having fireworks or having a trio of guitar players just serenading your ceremony. All those things, when you look at the pricing, you're also just surprised that you would probably never be able to have something similar if you were to have a wedding hall.
Yeah, that's really a great point. And you know, unless you really kind of think about it in those terms, you wouldn't even realize that it could actually end up being a cost savings in doing a destination wedding. Talk to us a little bit about some of the particulars about your resort that make it just so special for a destination wedding.
Well, the Sheraton Bougainvilleas is located directly on the beach. We're only 10 minutes away from the airport, and you can walk to Puerto Vallarta downtown. Within 5 minutes, you're at the famous boardwalk, where if you've seen pictures of Puerto Vallarta, you've seen these beautiful statues. There's one of a little boy on a seahorse, which is representative of Puerto Vallarta. It's a sign of friendship. So you can be there within 5 minutes walking distance. That's a great attractive point when you think that the downtown alone is where most of the fun things are happening. You have over 300 restaurants to choose from. You have beautiful art galleries. There's great shopping, the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's just endless, all the things in nightlife for the young people who want to go dancing. You have all the clubs. It's a great way to really experience the town, and you can walk from the hotel. As far as the hotel, I pride myself in saying that other than snow skiing facilities, I think we can offer our guests everything they want. We have two beautiful pools. One has an oversized jacuzzi. All our rooms face the bay, so there's no such thing as a non-water view. Of course, the lower floors, you have more, you know, you can see the gardens. The higher up you go, you see the bay all the way from the marina to the downtown area. It's a beautiful, beautiful hotel. And for weddings, we have a heart-shaped garden that's faces the water. It's a very nice place to hold a reception. There's a pier that juts out into the water that has a gazebo at the end, and that's another favorite spot for outdoor weddings to take place. We can also arrange for indoor weddings, although most of the bridal couples take advantage and they want to have their wedding outside so they can see the beautiful water. And we have weddings set directly on the beach, and we are very flexible in accommodating the dream of the brides and the grooms too, but mostly it's the brides that can just kind of see themselves. They already come to us thinking, this is what I envision, and can you do this for us? And we really do try to make all their, everything that they want happen in the hotel.
Well, it really does sound very, very special, and I think that having a place like yours that can take that pressure off of them to make sure that their experience is one that will be completely memorable for all the right reasons. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners about your property?
You know, one thing that's meaningful to me, and I've been working for this property almost 8 years now, is that although we are a Starwood resort, we are part of the Starwood chain and very proud of that, we are also a franchise, which gives us a little bit of freedom in what I call being a family hotel. It's when you come to us, I always think that it's coming like you've been invited over to a friend's house, and not where it's also corporate. So after you come in and people greet you, before you leave, you will really feel that that you're not just a guest, that you're really a friend. And we are able to, I think, step outside the box in helping brides reach or attain what they want. And even though there may be some offers in paper stating, this is what we can offer you, anything they come to us and say, well, I could, I really would like to ride a horse, you know, on the beach as I come to the wedding. We can get that for you. I love the fact that my property, my associates allow us to be flexible and to offer that type of service to our brides. And always, I feel that once the wedding is over, I've made a friend myself. All my brides and I stay in touch, and that to me is probably the most wonderful part of my job.
Well, that really does sound wonderful, and that commitment is something that you should really be commended for. We've been talking with Anna Zola from the Sheraton Bougainvilleas Resort in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Anna, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Robert. Thank you.
For more information about this resort, visit Beverly Clark's Elite Wedding Collection at www.eliteweddingcollection.com. And of course, you can always come to Wedding Podcast Network. We'll have links right in our show notes at weddingpodcastnetwork.com. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is feedback@thewpn.com. That's feedback@thewpn.com. Or you can always call our listener hotline at 800-882-1259. You've been listening to Travel Talk, only available on Wedding Podcast Network. I'm Robert Allen, and we'll see you next time.